take.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can change.
We certainly can. One heart and mind at a time. This is Jay Parker on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's December 1st, 2022. And my guest tonight is from whatonearthishappening.com and the Great Work Network, Mark Passio. Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Jay, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Well, you are Tavistock Institute's favorite comedian.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, with the clown show, we would get a good humorous show tonight.
Sounds good to me. I always like to make the guys over at Tavistock chuckle.
Well, I don't know if it's a CDC party, but When do you start your weekly show again?
Well, I do the What on Earth is Happening weekly show from January through June. So I'll be starting it up in early January. I'll give you the exact date in a moment here. The first show is going to be on January 8th, Sunday, January 8th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Nice.
And that'll run through June. And then, of course, the second half of the year, I focus on the How to Become the True Media seminar, which I host July through December. We're almost about to wrap up the seminar just another couple of weeks, and it'll be wrapping up. It's amazing that it went that quickly.
Well, time's flying when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're trying to train potential future content creators of the great work.
Well, I'm looking for Elon Musk to save us.
Oh, boy. I think we'll be waiting a long time for that. I mean, you know, people can take a hesitantly cautious approach when it comes to him at least opening up, freedom of speech on Twitter a little bit. But I definitely wouldn't trust him. We'll see what happens. We'll have to watch it.
How can you not trust the number one contractor of the military-industrial complex, Mark?
Sure, sure.
I mean, just because he wears jackets with the New World Order on the back of him and dates witches, you know.
Well, you know, as we were talking about pre-show, there's multiple incarnations of what people would call the deep state, and they don't always see eye to eye on everything, and some of them want to do things slightly differently. And you know, there is infighting even within the world of the dark occult and the so-called deep state.
Well, yeah, it's basically they're destroying Western society, and as Joseph P. Farrell, Dr. Joseph P. Farrell said on Dark Journalist, Donald Trump is deep state, but he's not the faction that's in control right now.
Right.
And so they don't want another faction jumping ahead at the finish line.
And, yeah, it's a matter of how they control the controlled demolition of Western society. And they want to go about it in their particular way, the faction that's in control, and they want to take it down through creeping socialism, Fabian-style socialism. And they're doing a really good job because they have most of our society in the whole Western world brainwashed into socialism and brainwashed into thinking that that's a good idea and that it will result in any kind of a good outcome. And, you know, you could see that just in, any major populated center in the United States. This city right here, Philadelphia, is a perfect example. We see it all around us in the brainwashed minions of this town, you know. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm seeing scenes in America. I'm 66 years old now, and I grew up in the 60s, and I'm just shocked at the amount of homelessness in the street and the insanity that's going on right now with the government lying in your face. Provable lies. Like the other day, the press secretary said, Joe Biden's been to the border. No, he hasn't. But she can get up there and spout any kind of lie she wants, and the CIA Mockingbird media will back her up.
I find it almost difficult to believe that we're this late in the game. It's the year 2022 going into 2023 now. And the average person in America still actually believes that the intent and purpose of the mainstream media is to tell them anything that resembles the truth. I mean, you go into any public place in most major populated cities, like big population areas like Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Los Angeles, you know, anywhere like that, Atlanta, and you just ask people on the street or in pubs, is the mainstream media actually trying to tell people the truth? Are they, is that their actual purpose and their job, or are they really making an effort to do that? Almost every person will actually say, oh, yes, definitely. That is the case. That is what they're trying to do. I mean, we've done social experiments right here in Philadelphia where we've gone into a pub and asked every single solitary person if they believe the media is, the mainstream media is trying to do their due diligence to tell people the truth. And 100% of the people said yes. This is how gone our minds are in this world. This is how gone the people's minds in populated areas of the United States are. Again, you can go out into countryside areas. You can go out into more sparse populations and rural areas, and some of the people there are a little bit more aware. But in just about every populated region, they have people brainwashed so badly that they actually believe the media is trying to tell them the truth, that the government is out for their interests. And this is still where we are at. And people will go, no, no, it's not like that. All faith and confidence is lost in these institutions. No, it isn't. It is not. You're just out in the middle of nowhere where people don't think like this. The vast majority of the human population still thinks like this. That's how gone they are. That's how in non-player character land they are. They're completely and totally brainwashed and their soul decimated. And this is the problem, is that the people out there who listen to alternative media and are somewhat aware, somewhat awake, they actually believe other people think like them, and they have no idea because they don't go into regions like this. They don't go into the hot war zones, and I'm talking about hot informational war zones. They're content to stay out in the middle of nowhere. They want to be left alone. They don't want to engage the enemy, and they don't really understand how deep in the thick of the complete decimation of the human soul and mind we really are, because they don't go into those populated centers and engage people there. And that's the problem, is that they're seeing the entirety of this reality through a skewed lens. They're seeing it completely incorrectly because they want their comfort zone. So they want to stay in a place where they're just comfortable, and they feel that relatively they're going to be left alone, where they can have their, you know, a townhouse, not even a townhouse, just like a rancher home with a driveway and a garage, and, you know, somehow that'll just make life bearable and livable. But they don't want to really see what's really going on in all of society and actually help to reverse that process through speaking and teaching and reaching toward the minds of other people who they don't agree with, and attempting to actually give them information that is true and change the way that those people think. They don't want that work. That work's of no interest and no bearing to them. They want comfort over teaching the ignorant. See, this is the whole problem of how the world got the way that it is. How did it become this bad? How did it get this way? Well, because we don't want, the vast majority of human beings don't want the job of teaching others. And you know where that starts? They don't want the job of teaching their own children. Their own children aren't raised properly. Their own children don't have any sense of morality instilled within them from the time that they're young. Then they send them, sit them down in front of the television and feed them that garbage into their mind. Then they send them off to a total indoctrination camp public schooling system, and then feed that garbage into their mind through the state. And then we wonder why we have a whole civilization of people that trust government and trust mainstream media and can't think for themselves and are total imbeciles. You know, it shouldn't be a shock to anybody. But then you ask people, well, what have you been doing to educate people? What have you been doing to actually reach their minds, reach their souls, reach their spirits, and help to edify them and really truly educate them and bring them out of the darkness of ignorance? And you know what people say? I don't have time for that. I got my own crap going on. No. Yeah, you don't have time for that, but you say you want freedom, and you don't understand that that's totally connected to human ignorance. And trying to dispel that ignorance is what's actually going to get us more freedom? No, they don't want to look at that dynamic. They want to analyze. They as you say, Jay, they want to gargle with sewage every day with all the 3D happenings of the world, and they don't want to look at the causal factors of why the aggregate mind of the people is in such a completely, absolutely deplorable and degraded state. No. Because they don't see that as their personal responsibility. They see having their house, having their whatever children they're going to have or whatever job they have, and that they see that as just responsibility. Oh, I've taken care of the things in my life that I need to take care of. Yeah, but you haven't actually done the work of reaching out to other people and try to educate them and try to sway their minds to the truth, to take their minds out of the complete ridiculousness of the complete fabrication that they believe is reality, and actually try to teach them what reality really is. No, how many people have actually made a sincere effort to do that with people around them in their lives? And I'm talking about doing it by putting the information out widely and freely, not talking to your next door neighbor or just talking to a family member. I'm talking about formalizing the information and putting it out there so that others can actually understand it. Most people don't, because they're ignorant themselves. They don't know how to engage with technology, and they don't see it as their responsibility, and they're 100,000% wrong. It is their responsibility. It is each individual's responsibility. And most people don't want to hear that. They want to just keep going on, trying to engage in maximizing their comfort in their lives instead of engaging in the discomfort that teaching the ignorant actually is. That's what will really put a dent in what's going on in the world. That's what will actually start to you know, make the worm turn and change the reality that we're living in. But most people, they don't want any part of that work. They want to sit on their lazy rear ends and basically do nothing and watch everything as if it's a damn movie taking place on a screen in their house.
You mean it's not for my personal entertainment?
Yeah, imagine that. Life isn't for our personal entertainment and personal happiness. There might be a higher purpose in it than that. There might be a higher purpose of maybe ending the slavery that's taking place on this planet called government and the belief in authority, and actually teaching moral truth, teaching objective morality to people, and teaching how natural law actually works to people to bring us the consequences of our collective behavior. Now, there can't be any higher purpose such as that. It's flick on the boob tube, flick on the idiot box, see who's playing in the next football game, crack open a beer, and sit back on their lazy ass. You know, that's what most people want to do in this reality, in this life, instead of actually engage the ignorant. You know, and that's part of the problem. You know, I call all of the people that just want to stay in their comfort zone runners. They're the runners, the runaways. I'm going to do a whole presentation called The Runaways, and it's just going to be about people that don't want to actually engage with the work. They think that their goal in life is to move to the most sparse rural area, the most sparse countryside, and just try to live in as unaffected and unbothered of a way as possible. People actually believe that's the purpose of existence. They actually believe that's somehow what makes you good. And then they'll want to attack people that still live in a city, you know, landscape. They want to attack people that still live in a highly populated region but are actually doing something to try to teach people and bring them out of ignorance. And somehow they would say, we're the problem for still existing in a very populated region, and they're not the problem when they're trying to teach no one, when they can't be bothered with that. You know, they can't be bothered with the great work of teaching the ignorant. God forbid, you know. That might take a little bit of time out of their busy schedule of their day, where all they're looking is to move from one self-gratification to the next.
Yeah.
Then I'll be the bad guy for saying it, right? Of course.
Wow. I'm trying to do something here.
Well, I'll keep expanding on that. You know, people have to understand that until the actual knowledge of how to truly communicate and publish information in the digital world is acquired, we're not going to make any headway into creating real freedom. People believe that somehow the answer or the solution is to create something quote unquote new. And this is one of the things I wanted to do, you know, expand on in this discussion. You hear so many people saying that people like us aren't putting the solution out. We're not solution oriented enough for them. And here's why. You know what simple moronic thinkers think like, Jay? Here's what they think like. We have to create something new, and we need to make a new technology, or we need to create a new political party, or we need to make this new product or that new system, right? We need to make a new financial system. We need to make a new way of distributing this or that. You don't need to make anything new, folks. I've been telling people what the solution is since the first day I started doing this work. And it's never changed, and I've always been solution-oriented. The very first show that I ever did was actually called Solutions. It's understanding what creates the problem. The solution lies in the understanding of the problem itself, and the solution is incorrect, is remedying incorrect thinking. It's remedying incorrect thinking. All problems come from wrong thoughts, from thinking about things incorrectly and getting the answer about the nature of the reality of that thing wrong. This is why I've been so harsh and judgmental of people, admittedly, through my own admission, because most of them have not been taught how to think. And then they want to think that the solution is something completely other than what it is, when the solution is incredibly simple. The solution is to stop doing things that human beings have no right to conduct and do, and to stop supporting and condoning those things. How many people still listening to the sound of our voice actually believe that government has a right to exist? How many people actually believe that human authority actually exists in nature and should continue to exist? They are the problem. That their incorrect thought about the reality of those things is the actual nature of the problem of what is creating human slavery on this planet. And the answer and the solution is and always has been to abandon false beliefs and false religious thinking that is incorrect, that does not reflect the nature of reality, and that people are clinging on to like a ravenously, like they're fervorous zealots of a religion, because that's what the belief in authority is. That's what the belief in government is. It's the new world religion. It is the new world order religion. The old world order was, traditional, cultural religious belief systems like Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, etc. Now that they don't hold as much sway over humanity's mind as religious thinking once did, as religious institutions once did, the rulers of the world have to come up with a new religion for everybody to believe in. And the new world order religion is the belief in government. It is the belief in human authority. The old world religion, the old order of the world, the religious belief was, we're our cultural area regional God is the authority. And if you don't believe what we tell you about what it teaches you, you must do and you must believe, then we'll kill you. you know? And that was the old world order. The new world order is just, if you don't believe what the regional religion called government in your city, state, country, etc., is telling you is the right thing to do and the right way to live, then we'll kill you. We'll cage you or we'll kill you. It's that nothing has changed. It is the same incorrect thinking that people buy into and believe, as it always was. It's always been religious thought that is the problem, whether you believed in the old world religions or you believe in the new world religion. The problem has always been incorrect religious thinking, zealotry, that is wrong, does not accurately reflect what reality is in nature. And that's the problem. And, you know, I'd bet dollars to donuts. I'd bet you, you know, $1 million on the spot if I had it, that the vast majority of the listening audience still thinks incorrect religious zealotry-based thoughts. And then I'm the bad guy for telling them that their way of thinking is what's continuing the problem. No. That's the solution, what I've just laid out, is to abandon the religious thoughts that are incorrect, that are all based on absolute nonsense, all absolute junk that just creates more and more and more chaos, more and more destruction, more and more death, more and more violence, more and more slavery in our world that people won't let go of. It's still stuck in their minds like mud, stuck in their minds like glue and clay caked together, that they can't get out of the space between their ears because that's their identity. And releasing those incorrect thoughts is identity death to them. And that's the definition of the ego. That's the whole problem. That's the whole nature of the problem. And within it lies the solution. You know, so nobody should ever accuse me of not being solution oriented. From day one that I opened my mouth and started speaking, I've been speaking of nothing but the solution. And the solution is to change your thoughts. The solution is to change what you believe. The solution is to change what you condone that other people should be doing and the way other people should be acting. And most of all, change that in yourself first to set an example and show people that you shouldn't act in a violent way, that you shouldn't condone other people acting in a violent way and be an example of that nonviolence, be an example of that non-coercion. First of all, in your thoughts and in your own personal belief system, meaning don't condone authority, don't condone coercion, don't condone preemptive violence, you know? And this is where we're still at in the world. We're still at people believing government's legitimate, people believing that authority is legitimate, people believing that any political party should continue, that any governmental system should continue, not understanding that government is slavery, not understanding that the mainstream media are paid liars, you know, and then condoning that all of this coercion and violence should be used against other people who happen to think differently than they think, instead of taking personal responsibility to live your own lives in a cooperative, nonviolent way that doesn't coerce other people. No, we can't have that. That would be chaos in their minds. That's the solution, folks. The problem is you guys don't understand it, and you can't think that way because you're clinging on to your absolute BS, nonsensical religious thought called authority and government. The vast majority of people out there. And I'm not saying just people who listen in to any particular network. I'm talking about people all over the world, and that people won't engage this discussion and teach people the immorality of the concept of authority. The very concept of authority is an immoral, violent concept, and people can't see that because they're brainwashed scum. The vast majority of humanity are brainwashed scumbags that cannot see that authority is complete and utter abject violence, and they condone it because they're violent, bad, evil people in their heart of hearts. That's all it comes down to, man. It doesn't come down to anything else, and that's what needs to be changed. And until it's changed, there'll be slavery on earth, and it's deserved. It's richly deserved for those kind of bad, violent, evil people. Unfortunately, we're stuck in here with them.
Yes, we are. And I just hope that everybody is paying their pedophiles, because – you have to pay your pedophile. I'm looking at the chat, and, you know, some people are saying that that means not paying your taxes.
Of course. To the extent that you can possibly do that, you know, without a doubt. To the extent that you can do that, I would absolutely withhold anything that you can give them. It's very difficult to do it 100%. There's sales tax on tons of things and property tax, which is going to be very difficult to avoid. It's not impossible, but it's extremely difficult. And who's talking about that, Jay? Who's talking about the fact that if someone can take your property from them, if you don't give them an amount of money, how is that your property? You own a computer. If somebody tells you you're going to have to pay a tax on that computer every year, you're not the owner of that computer. If somebody can come and take it from you, repossess it from you, if you don't pay them the amount that they arbitrarily decide that you have to pay them, how is it your property? See, this is what idiots don't understand. All the morons out there don't understand that none of us are living in private property. This is a feudal system where you have to pay tribute to be able to stay in the physical place where you call, that you call your home or your house. That's called feudalism. We have no representative democracy. We have no representative republic, whatever you want to call what the people believe this country is. We have feudalism all over the world. That's all it is. It's feudalism. That's because that's all they did. They changed the name from kingship and feudalism to government and representative government, like representative republics or so-called democracies. It's all just a big crock of crap that people who are just dumbass people believe. Because they don't have the sense, they don't have the IQ, they don't have the intellectual acumen to understand what's really going on around them because they're just dumb. That's all it really comes down to. I'm just going to say it like that. And that's the problem, is you got a bunch of dumb people that think it's the Dunning-Kruger effect. They actually believe that they're smarter than what they are, and they actually believe they're correct. When people who are infinitely smarter than what they are trying to tell them, no, you're the dumb one and you don't understand the nature of reality. You don't understand what's really going on, and you should listen to people with a brain. You should listen to people with actual intellectual acumen and a higher IQ than yourself that do understand what's going on and been trying to tell your dumb ass for so damn long. That's the problem.
I believe my ignorance is as good as your knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, you're somebody else's ill-informed opinion that was crapped out of someone on the television is as good as someone else's hard decades won knowledge from an unimaginable eclectic variety of sources that they've taken in a scholarly fashion over a 30-year period. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just right now, yeah, we've had a chat about this, and they've chosen the way of pain, and the only thing that's going to wake the human race up is they have to see the pain. They have to see where this is going. People have said for the last 50 years, they're going to exterminate the human race.
Yep.
I mean,
and that's where we're at right now. We're in post-apocalyptic times. I've talked about this a lot on my own podcasts. The apocalypse has already occurred. People think that means the end of the world. No, it does not. The apocalypse is the revealing. It comes from the Greek root words, apo, which means to remove or to take away, and the Greek verb kaliptein, which means to hide or to conceal or to veil something, to cover it up, to cover it over. So apokaliptein, when we put them together in Greek, literally means to remove the veil, to uncover, to take out of hiding, to reveal that which has been hidden, That's what apocalypse means. It means a great revealing. Now we're in the period of time that is known as the Great Reset. Well, what are they resetting? They're not resetting the cultural beliefs. They're resetting the people themselves. This is a culling. We're in a culling. This is a judgment has been rendered after the apocalypse, and now we're in Armageddon. This is the period biblically that was referred to as Armageddon. In the Norse traditions, they called this time period the Ragnarok. In the Vedic and Indus Valley traditions, they called this the Kali Yuga. There's a million different names for it all over the world. You know, the Ragnarok meant the hammer of the gods. It's the judgment of creation coming down upon an entire race of people that would not accept the truth and embody it in their lives. And they get what they deserve. This is the deserved judgment of creation coming down upon humanity. And the people who were trying to warn people, the people who could see further and deeper than most other human beings, put their voice out there onto the ethers. They put it out through technology. They put it out in the medium by which it could be broadcast all over the world and go into the minds and hearts of other people. And you know what? It was too piss poor of an effort, because more people didn't join in the course. More people didn't join in the information dissemination. They are content to live their selfish lives. They're content to sit on their ass and live their selfish, pitiful, puny, selfish existences, doing nothing to contribute to something of greater good and greater substance than their absolute selfish selves. And now judgment is rendered. That's the time period that we're at. We're in judgment. We're in Armageddon. We're in the culling. We're in the true Great Reset, which is going to be the culling of people that these occultists, these dark, sick, satanic, pedophile cult members are going to do and get away with, because we're still so unconscious. And people think there's a big awakening happening. From the first time anybody ever asked me about, is an awakening happening, Mark? Hold on, let me see if I can get the voice right. Is an awakening happening, Mark? That's what they sound like. They sound like they have Down syndrome, okay? Not to insult the people that have it, but they're an insult to them, okay? Because they're mimicking somebody who's actually ill, but with the nonsense that pours forth from their mouth, you know, an awakening. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding, you know?
If there was truly an awakening, then the left-right paradigm would have been thrown in the trash a long time ago.
Wouldn't be believed in for an instant, for a millisecond. People be laughing about politics if there was an awakening. You would have military completely dissenting and quitting their jobs. You would have police all over the world completely dissenting and quitting their jobs. You see that? Or do you see these religious, fervorous imbeciles just as brainwashed and as outrageously gone in the mind, gone in the brain as they've ever have been, following their orders like good little robots? I'm trying to control my speech from really going off the rails, because I know, you know, we're going out over many different affiliates. Yeah. So, but, you know, I almost slipped up there because I want to vomit out some expletives about these people, but I'll control that and not do it. But, you know, imagine these clowns. Imagine the clowns who believe these clowns are good people still. You know, if we had an awakening, there would be nobody that would say that police and military are good people. You're order followers, boy. That's all you are, son. An order follower. Listen to what somebody else is telling you to do like a jackass. I mean, imagine this. Imagine, and then they want to think they're men. You're not even a man. Imagine that. I don't want to think for myself because I'm such an ass. So I'm going to go and have somebody else tell me what to do like a little child. And then people won't tell them, people like that, to their face, you're an absolute clown. You're a boy clown. Boy. Imagine that. They're dumber than the people that believe the media is telling them the truth. You know? Sitting back saying, oh, I'll just let my flesh be used by people who are absolute psychopaths to go and tell me who to do violence to. And then we want to honor them and say thank them for freedom. Yeah, thank them for your slavery next time you talk to one of them, because they're the enslavers. All the dumbasses out there that can't figure it out. They can't figure out why it's called a police state. Yeah, a police state is called a police state because the police create it. They create that manifestation in reality through their behavior. Yeah. They can't figure that out. It's too complicated for all the mental midgets out there.
So I gather that you don't believe Trump is going to save us?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Q's going to save us, dude. Don't you know? You didn't get the memo? You didn't get the memo? We'll resend the email to you, Jay, so that you get the memo about Q. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's all these insiders. Oh, there's these insiders, just like they said during the Bolshevik Revolution, right? There's all these insiders. They're working against the order that's coming up, right? And they're going to put it down. They're going to save it. You don't have to do anything. Don't worry about it. It's in good hands. It's in good people's hands. There's all kinds of good people on the insides of intelligence. There's all kinds of good people on the insides of government. Yeah, there's great people in those institutions. I mean, the people that believe in this stuff, you are what is called a mental midget. You are a mental midget. It means that your brain is broken and it's not operating properly. Yeah.
I always, on my show, I tell people it's a commitment to your innate spirituality. You have to get to the point where you're more a spiritual being tied to natural law than you are a human being tied to your meat sack.
Right.
When you put natural law first and God truly is God, then there is no cooperation with the pedophiles. You can't do it. You can't lie. You can't cheat. You can't steal, because God is with you. You know in your innermost being the truth. You're free from this world, and you don't care what they do to you, because you're not going to cooperate with evil.
And that's what is referred to in the New Testament as living within the kingdom of heaven, which is within.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
You can't get there, Mark, without study. You have to study to show yourself approved. And if you have beliefs that are tied to this world and not the world that is the spirit, you're going to fail. You have to stand up and say, my Lord is everything. Everything else is just a distraction.
And that's why the path to getting to the truth is so important. That's why real discernment is so important. That's why the trivia method of truth discovery is so important, you know, and people still don't know how to engage it. You know, this is part of the initiatory process. It's stop lying, especially to yourself. Stop dreaming. Stop seeing the world through rose-colored glasses and believing things are the way you want them to be. That's dreaming. That's the dream mind state. Learn how to think. Live in the present moment and activate the physical body, the vehicle for the expression of consciousness. All of those five steps are what it really means to be awake, to come online and be truly awake. You know, The pathway is always going to be hard-won knowledge and understanding the difference between fantasy and reality, understanding the difference between the artificial constructs of the mind and how things really work in the realm of nature. And that's what the Creator wants for us to understand. The creation itself has a preferred outcome. It gives us free will, but it doesn't want chaos. It doesn't want non-differentiation. It doesn't want closure of consciousness. It wants expansion. It wants more and more differentiation of form and consciousness and freedom and potential. Potential to create more and grow. To learn and to grow. Most people haven't even figured out that's the entire purpose of creation itself. This isn't something that's there to be permanently hidden from us as an eternal mystery. This is something we could all come to know within ourselves. You know, it's actually not that big of a mystery. The problem is we have so much BS clouding our sight and clouding our minds and our eyes, our inward eye, you know. There's a bunch of crap smeared all over the inner eye, you know. That's why we have poor vision. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
here's another one, Jay. You're talking about you got to commit everything, right? You got to commit everything to the truth. You got to commit everything to the ultimate source of creation. Okay, that is what's so evident of how many people refuse and did not do that. And why we're in a time period that I consider cosmic judgment. Look at how many people took this absolute eugenics injection, this absolute murderous eugenics jab, you know, this culling, the culling jab. Okay. And what was their excuse? Most of them. I had to keep my job. Oh, wait, I got the voice a little wrong there. I had to take it to keep my job. These people think they didn't have a choice. Well, guess what? You're the ass clowned. You're the ones who are played. You always have a choice. And you say, well, what's the choice? To be poor, to not have a job. Oh, well. You care more about your physical creature comfort than you do your soul. You care more about that than you do the truth. You capitulated to a worldview that came from Satanists. You capitulated to a worldview that came from Satanists rather than lose money. Imagine that. Imagine being in that position. You don't think hardcore karma is going to follow that position? Thank God I'm not in that position. Thank God the people who refuse that satanic calling stick refused that position. Because the answer is, it doesn't matter what's waved before you. It doesn't matter what you have to lose. You say no to evil. And you take the hardship that comes with it. The end. And yes, that is easy to say. You just do it, and you don't look back, and you take whatever consequences come, no matter how hard they are. Yes, I can say that. I can say that because that's what I did. And I could say that regardless of how I was set up before, during, or after, I would have done it all over again. You know? That's all it comes down to.
I have to say that if I had to go through losing my life and being a Illuminati mind control slave, and then you know, I did get triggered, and with a action of my own innate consciousness, I chose to learn about consciousness. I chose to learn about meditation and EFT. I chose to read. I chose to study and think. And I got to a place where I could actually help other satanic ritual abuse people. And, right. You know, a lot of people in my, you know, what was there? 3 million children went through monarch mind control in my generation. And yet I'm the only one of those 3 million that have a internet radio program. All the rest are like just, hey, watching the show. My football team's doing good. These Doritos are great. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
This is the power of the ego. This is how strong it is. This is the thing that is ultimately destroying the souls of just about every human being on this planet. It's the power of the ego to say, I want comfort in the moment rather than go through some form of immediate hardship to do the right thing. And I don't even understand how people can continue to choose that decision. It's baffling to me. It's baffling to people who think like we do, because we're not thinking about, like, my soul identity is just what happens in this life. You know, our consciousness has expanded beyond attachment to the physical. And that's the problem, is that's where everybody else is still at. Attachment to the physical, attachment to this world, attachment to this life. Because they've, somewhere along the line, they've believed the physical Newtonian paradigm that matter is prime and that consciousness is only tied to electrical impulses in the brain and cannot survive any kind of death experience of the body. They are,
well,
just tied to
me,
the notion,
Mark,
that it's here today,
you know,
or tomorrow. Yeah.
You're going against what Yuval Noah Harari says.
Oh, yeah. My hero.
I
look up to that guy as such an
idol.
Yeah. Imagine people buy this clown's books and actually read what this person, this psychopath, has to say. This soul-dead psychopath. That's who they're listening to and reading his words and actually letting his mind control thought forms sink into their soft tissue brains. You know?
It is truly amazing. You know, being 66 years old, seeing how Tavistock Institute and RAND Corporation and the other think tanks and social engineering operations have just totally steered the human race right into a pit. It's like, whoa. It's amazing. When you step back and look at it, like David Ugg says, take a step back and look at it again. It's just like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, the CDC just announced that they have known that 118,000 young people and children have died suddenly in the last year and a half. Now, we all know it's a vaccine that took them out, but they're not saying it's a vaccine. It's like what they say with autism. It's a mystery, Mark. Nobody can figure it out.
These people are so tied to their worldview. And I'm talking about the average person who believes these imbeciles, who believes these lying sacks of crap psychopaths. They're eugenicist psychopaths and Satanists, literally, is who they are. And the average moron, the average dolt, believes in these jackasses because they're so, the ego is so strong within them. The tie to this life and the tie to their thought, to the thought forms that control and have taken over their soul, are so strong that they would rather triple and quadruple down on a lie, even if the lie kills them. And that's what a religious zealot is. A religious zealot is a person who, it does not matter how much truth comes to light, that their belief is killing them. They will continue to go down that path because their mind is locked into a pattern. It's locked into an inescapable pattern, a maze of their own design, of their own thought, wrong thought forms, caging them, crippling them, destroying them. And they would rather die.
That's why I tell people, you got to do EFT. You have to do shadow work on yourself,
a lot of people like that really need something even stronger than that. You know, that's why I think psychedelics being totally criminalized in most places of the world is why people can't break that ego hold. That we need them to take a huge dose of some form of a psychedelic compound under controlled conditions, under guidance. You know, they need shamanic.
Yeah, if you do ethnogens and you don't have the right mindset, it's really right. Not good for you.
It needs to be done in the right context and setting. Mm-hmm. But I think that's about the only thing that's going to help certain people now. That their mind is worked into such a state of disarray in their neural pathways that they've locked themselves into a totally degraded condition of the brain. And the only thing that's going to start making those impulses fire differently is for them to be hit with an ego destroyer. You know, Terrence McKenna would talk about that all the time, that some people just aren't going to be strong enough to do it on their own. They need mm-hmm. a heroic dose of some type of a psychedelic compound. And that's about the only thing that's going to do it. They need plant medicine, you know?
Well, I mean, they're going to get the pain.
Right.
The pain is coming. I mean, what did I say? This current financial system is in the West has got about 3 more months.
Yeah, I mean, if the dollar collapses as the world reserve currency, goodbye. I mean, you're going to see hyperinflation, the likes of which we've never seen, certainly in our lifetimes. And it's going to minimum 10 to 20 times the prices that we're seeing now, at least.
Yeah, but Mark, you know, Big Daddy, he created $8 trillion and he gave us all $1,400.
Yeah. And people don't
He's
understand
so good to us.
How that's going to deflate the purchasing power of the currency. Yeah, don't you know, Jay, that inflation is just people jacking up prices? That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the purchasing power of the currency. No.
No.
Can't have anything to do with that. You know, you're not devaluing the purchasing power by printing trillions of dollars. What would make you think you're devaluing the purchasing power by printing more of the currency? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's the analysis is they printed 40% of all the dollars ever made
yes.
in the last year.
Correct.
We'll be back in a few with Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com and the One Great Work Network.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. My guest tonight is Mark Passio from What on Earth is Happening. And we're just ranting about what is the real issue going on. It's one morality. It's, are you consciousness or are you a person in a body and the body is everything? And I have to say, nobody, are you listening to Christ? I mean, Jesus said, you want to follow me? Prepare to be a martyr. Prepare to get attacked for the truth. Prepare to go through hell, because Christ knew what was inside man. He said it over and over again. He said, the majority of people whose God is their belly, you know, as long as they get their social credit score, CB, C, DC, you know, their social credit-based coin, which is coming. Usually, that what I've heard about the central bank digital currency tied to the social credit score, we're about a year away, 2 years away. And the Illuminati is not going to stop. They are all in killing the human race. A man who is studying the people who have taken the mRNA jab. He says more than 2 billion people have been hurt by the jab. Now, the jab takes your 100% effective immune system and reduces it to 1/6 of its natural power. So it's only a matter of a few years before the cancers, the other conditions and diseases take the person out, and the governments will have plausible deniability. The CDC right now admitted that in the last year or so, 118,000 Americans, children and young adults, have died suddenly and mysteriously. Oh, gee, I wonder what it is. It's a mystery. And if you're okay with that, you're dumber than dirt. I mean, all you have to do is study history, study the truth of the Illuminati and the dark occult. And that's why Mark Passio, his teachings on his website, What on Earth is Happening, are paramount. You have to know this information, and you have to incorporate it into your consciousness and change your actions and your thoughts. And when you make a commitment to the God of the universe, to the spiritual realm, to the All-Father and the Divine Mother, and say, I'm not going to cooperate with evil. I'm done with this physical world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. I don't think like them. I don't act like them. You have to make a commitment for your soul. You have to agree with the All-Father that you are saved from sin, and you don't have to act like this satanic world. Hey, it's not easy at times, but you have to make a decision. What is more important to you, morality or getting along with this pedophile society? And, you know, It's amazing to me. We had a program before my program. Dr. Rowe had a guy on who was an American fighting for the Ukrainians. And he talked about what he went through in Mariupol and these other battles. And he acknowledged that he was fighting alongside Nazis, neo-Nazis, and he was there doing his thing because he believed the mind control and the propaganda spewed by the government and the World Economic Forum that Russia attacked Ukraine for absolutely no reason at all. Totally denying the 25 to 58 biological weapons labs that Ukraine built under help from the American Department of Defense under Black and Veatch. Okay, you can look up and see John Cullen talk about how we funded biological weapons labs in Ukraine on the doorstep of Russia, how we in 2014 overthrew the duly elected government of Ukraine and installed a regime of neo-Nazis. We in the mainstream consciousness program are totally and completely deceived. If you believe what is coming from the mainstream media and what is coming from these politicians in regard to reality, whether it's COVID-19 jab or it's Ukraine, you are under delusion, satanic mind control. Mark?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
Jay, I think you're spot on with that analysis, and let me add to it a little bit. People really don't understand the whole aftermath of World War II. They don't understand that it was sort of an experiment. They don't understand that the Nazis never truly lost. They don't understand the Nazis were being funded by people within the United States who are eugenicists. They don't study eugenics. Let me give you a few blanket general terms to look up and research extensively. You have to research Malthusianism, okay? Thomas Malthus and his philosophy, okay? You got to understand behaviorism with people like John B. Watson, etc. Okay, you have to understand, and you know, you could look into the MK Ultra experiments, which is, you know, all about behaviorism. But aside from that, you have to look into eugenics. You have to understand how many eugenics organizations were operating in the United States prior to when Hitler even became the Chancellor of Germany, you know, and began the Nazi regime. The Nazis did not lose World War II. The German Wehrmacht or military lost the military engagements of World War II and surrendered. The Nazis went underground and continued their religion worldwide. If you don't understand that, you need to do your homework. Go check into a lot of the writings of people like Joseph P. Farrell. Go look at the works of Nicholas Goodrich Clark and many, many, many others. You know, the list is extensive.
People don't understand what the Nazi International is and was. And
as a religion and an ideology. They think Nazism was just a political group. Absolutely incorrect. This is a worldwide religion that is a mask of the dark occult. It is a mask of Satanism and dark Luciferianism, as is communism. It's just another mask. It's a political mask, but the religion is the same beneath it. When a communist takes off the mask, it's a Satanist inside. When a Nazi takes off the mask, it's a Satanist inside. It's all the same goal. It's just a different method of getting you to the end goal, getting you to the end game, which is eugenics. It's death. They're the cult of death. There's just a left-wing cult of death and a right-wing cult of death. The left-wing cult of death is the communists, and the right-wing cult of death is the Nazis. You know, there's no difference between what they ultimately want as an end game. All that they differ is how they're going to get there. That's it. And idiots don't understand that.
Their circle of friends are.
Right. That's all. Mm-hmm. Idiots don't understand this. They insist that there's hardcore differences at a deep fundamental level. You're wrong, and you're an idiot for thinking so. You're incorrect, and you haven't done enough eclectic study, and you don't understand how the occult works. Idiots out there who believe that, you don't understand, and you're wrong, and you need further study. You've looked at it very cursorily, meaning at a surface depth. You haven't plunged deep enough into the hidden knowledge that they don't want you to understand about the world of the occult, and you're ignorant when it comes to the occult. I want to go back to another thing that you hinted on that is exactly spot on, not hinted on, you said, which is exactly spot on. When you're talking about the New Testament allegory of Jesus, and you talk about how he was telling people, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to be hated. If you pick up this cross and follow my example, you're going to be persecuted and hated and even possibly martyred. Listen to what is said in the New Testament. First of all, in the allegory in the New Testament, and I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person, but I understand how to decode the allegory that's contained in a religious tradition like the New Testament scriptures. Jesus, as a figure, represents the truth. He's the allegorical, figure that is representative of the truth and following the pathway of the truth to freeing the world. to making the world a free place. When his disciples asked him, we're enslaved by the Roman authorities. What do we need to do to become free? He said, know the truth. He didn't say start a religion. He didn't say fall on your knees and worship me. He didn't even say pray to God. He said, know the truth, period. That's it. That was his prescription for human freedom, is to know the truth. Meaning that the truth is singular, that the truth is always there, that the truth is attainable to understand, to recognize, and to inwardly grasp, and then employ and align with and live your life according to. It is possible. He never said it was easy in the biblical allegory, right? He said you're going to be persecuted for it. When in the New Testament scriptures, the three institutions that are completely against Christ and his teachings are the religious institutions, which is the same today as it ever was. They're teaching nonsense. They're teaching people externalization of their power instead of claiming their power internally and living according to the words of the truth, living according to knowledge of the truth, right? And he was warring against the religious powers of his time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Judaic entrenched religious orders at the turn of the first century. They are who initially Jesus came into trouble with for teaching. These people's teachings are not the true teachings of the creator of the universe. They're not the laws of the creator of the universe. They're their laws. You don't need to follow them. You need to follow the God of creation. And his laws, its laws, whatever you want to call it, creation's laws, natural law. So that got him into trouble religiously. They didn't have as much power as the financial leaders and institutions. So when Jesus came into bad dealings with the financial power, the bankers of his day that ran the exchanges of the Roman coin to the temple coin, and he said, you're doing people a complete disservice, and you're trying to act as a gatekeeper between them and being able to go into the temple and practice their religion. And he started throwing over tables in the allegorical, stories. This is the idea. He was speaking out against the financial system of his day, at least the local one. And that got him into deeper trouble because they had far more pull and influence because of their money with the Roman authorities. And then finally, the state, the governmental institution of his time, were the ones who had the power to actually sentence him to death. And they did under the influence of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the temple money changers. And the actual, ruler in his regional area, Pontius Pilate, said he wanted to wash his hands of the whole thing because he didn't think it was a crime that should have been punished by death, but the other institutions wanted it. But hey, it's all up to the state even back then, because this is the beginning of the rise of the state, okay? And they influenced the state to put him to death, to issue an edict to put him to death, and the state saw that if his teachings continued, it would be trouble for them in the long run anyway. So in the allegorical story, they all collude, decide to sentence him to death. But even Pilate gives the people one more chance to free Jesus in the New Testament scriptures, in these stories. And he says it's a Jewish holiday. We always give the people the ability to free one condemned person that is condemned to death. And we're going to give you the choice between Jesus, who did nothing but say different religious teachings and disagreed with how the temple money changers are taking advantage of people. And we're going to give you the choice between freeing him and freeing Barabbas, who is a rapist and a murderer. And in the scriptures, when you read them, you see that it says the people declared with one voice, give us Barabbas. It means that there was no dissension amongst the ranks of the people. They all hated the truth. They were unified in their hatred of Christ. They were unified in their hatred of goodness. They were unified in their support of evil. They were unified in wanting to put down the truth and have it murdered. who Jesus represented in these scriptures, in these allegorical stories. You can't even read them literally. You have to understand what they're saying. What are they saying to your consciousness? What are they saying for you to understand about what's really going on this hell planet that we live on? They're telling you with one voice, as if they're one consciousness, the degraded losers called the people of Earth scream out all at once, as if it's one person, give us the murderer, give us the rapist, give us the evil. We don't want the truth. We don't want the goodness. Murder that. Murder that good man. Give us the evil, violent, rapist, and murderer to release back into our midst, because that's the kind of crap we are. That's the kind of junk we are, and the kind of junk that we come from, our junk parents that taught us nothing in life about what it means to be good. Crap for parents breeds crap for human beings. And that's all it is. It's a bunch of crap parents crapping out a bunch of crap kids who are becoming crap adults and repeating the cycle all over again. And we want to think anything different has gone on in the last 2,000 or so years? We're a laughing stock joke to the rulers of the world. We haven't made one dent in what's going on, because people still think the same way that their moron parents thought, and their moron grandparents thought, and their moron great-grandparents thought. You haven't changed mentally from your imbecilic bloodlines. It's the same crap that's been fed to your mind the whole goddamn time. And people still swallow it and still pump it back out into the world through the crap that comes out of their mouths. You know, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're screaming out to kill Christ again, kill the spirit of Christ. And they're screaming out to give us Barabbas, because they're trash. And they've always been trash. They've never been anything else. You have a choice not to be trash, though. It's a free will decision. You just got to make it. You got to make the decision, and you got to fight to make it happen. You know, most people don't have that kind of willpower. They're weak. They're weak, and they have trash for thoughts and trash for a mind and a soul. And they don't want to work to build it. They don't want to work to build it. They want to be lazy trash. That's the truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth of the matter. Look deep and hard inside the mirror to find out if it's true about yourself. Don't worry about me for saying it. I'm saying what's true. I'm saying what most people would balk at saying, because of that they don't want the backlash that would come at them for saying it out loud. But I'm saying what's true. You're the problem. That's the problem. Take a look in the mirror. Find the problem. The problem is what's going on in between the space between your damn ears. That's the problem. There's no problem with me. I'm thinking clearly and straight, and I have the correct answer. And I'm aligning myself to it. I have aligned myself to it, and I've done what's required of me. The problem is a piss-poor, paltry number of people have done that with their lives, with the time that they have. And I'm just a little upset about it, because it means condemnation to a life of slavery. You don't think people should be upset about that? No. Yeah. They think it should just be accepted gracefully. Get the hell out of here. Go shove that opinion. You know where to.
Well, I just want to say that if you want to learn about the Nazi International, I would recommend that you just go to darkjournalist.com and Dark Journalist has Dr. Joseph P. Farrell on his show 4 times a year, and they talk about Dr. Farrell's books. And Americans don't even know that the NSA and the CIA, those laws that were passed in 1947 by In the Truman administration that made the National Security Administration and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, those laws were written by Nazi General Wilhelm Galen. And Galen wrote the laws that gave us the CIA and the NSA. So you have to ask yourself, if the Nazis lost the war, why did 70,000 Nazis come over to America, and why were they placed in our government? Why did America accept laws from a Nazi general? Just saying, we might have some trouble here.
Because they never really truly lost power deep inside, behind the scenes, in what's called the deep state, the permanent government, the entrenched government that is the bureaucracy that can never be, quote, voted out. People don't understand that what you see in politics is a human puppet show. It's a puppet show. And people believe the puppet show and identify with the puppets. I'm going to vote for the puppet on the left. I'm going to get all into the mindset of the puppet on the left and become, you know, identified with them. And you're watching the puppet masters make the puppets fight and believing that it's real. When the entrenched power behind the scenes is absolutely orchestrating a show, so you give all your energy over to the puppet show. People still can't see it. They're that dumb. They're that stupid. Dumb as rocks, man. Dumb as stones the people of this world are. I'm telling you, it's about some of the people. This is some of the people's mindset that are listening to the sound of our voice still. You know, and they'll insist they're correct. You're not correct. You're not correct. You got to, the ego has to be set down, and you got to realize you haven't studied enough about the real powers of this world, and you're not correct about them. You know, it's unbelievable that we can say things like this ad infinitum, and there's still no progress. There's still no progress in the understanding of it. And if you think there is, like I said, come on with me. Let's go on a trip through Philadelphia, and I'll take you all over the place, and you tell me about how many people are awake. And that's the problem, is people don't see the total numbers and proportions of things. They can't see it. They're tied into their little local areas. They're all gated in their little gated communities. They're in their little internet ghettos, their own little prisons of the internet. And they want to believe everybody thinks like they do. They're chumps, people who think like this. Chumps that don't understand what's out there, and you don't understand what your work is. They're shying away from their work. They're trying to escape the responsibility of the work. You know? Oh, that's not for me to do. I don't know how to do that. It's what you guys sound like. I'm not good with computers. I don't know how to do that. Jay, in case you haven't figured it out, I'm a little bit fired up and tired of dumb people who don't want to take any personal responsibility. Maybe they're the problem. Maybe they're the ones who are keeping the world enslaved. You know? But no, they'll never think like that. They'll think it's somebody else. It's always external to the self with people like that, because they don't want to do the real work on themselves, because they're lazy sacks of crap.
Well,
just put it out there and say it how it is.
When I woke up after being a mind control slave for 45 years, the thing that really blew my mind was what happens to a human being in the programmable state. And that's, I would say, the number one causal factor in the continuing satanic program.
Absolutely.
People don't understand that in the first 7 years of life, you're in hypnagogic trance, and whatever you're feeding that child mentally becomes the word of God to them. It builds their subconscious, which makes up 95% of their adult beliefs and
right.
thoughts. So if you don't teach children how to critically think, how to develop morality that is eternal and based in Christ, then forget about it. You're not going anywhere.
Let me give this a technological analogy, okay? Let's say you hook up a computer hard drive to a computer, an external drive, okay? It doesn't matter if it's a regular hard drive, a solid-state drive. You got an external little, you know, USB drive. You're going to plug it into a USB port on the computer, okay? And you're going to format that drive. When you go into your format utility, whether you use Windows, Mac, or Linux, doesn't matter, okay? And you could choose between three formats, basically. You could choose, let's format it for the Mac OS, let's format it for Windows, or let's format it for Linux operating system, and not to even get further into detail about what those formats are to confuse people with jargon. There's three basic operating systems, Mac, Windows, and Linux, right? You could format the drive for one of those three basic formats, okay? Once you press the button that says format this drive for this operating system, for this file system type, can you stop the format? Does the drive have the option to say, no, don't do that. I want this to stop. Don't format it like that. No. The drive must accept what's coming into it when you put the file system into it, when you format the drive with a file system. This is a child in the first several years of their existence. This is the hypnagogic state in the first 6.5 years of a child's life, possibly a little bit longer, that is called the programmable state. There is no ability to reject the incoming data format, the file system. They only develop the ability to take in data according to that way that their system was laid down onto their hardware in those first 6.5 or so years. And then that's how their file system works, unless they drastically go all the way deep, deep, deep down into that file system and do work under the hood to change it, which is incredibly difficult work. And that's the problem. We have unconscious parenting that doesn't give a damn about what we're receiving in those first formative years. Again, look, they're almost telling you, right, through their own jargon. Psychologists call this the formative years. Well, if you just look at the word, it has format and then IVE, meaning like a format. Formative. See, if we say ignorance, people aren't hearing ignorance. It's about ignoring something. It's not about not knowing. It's about the information's there and you're ignoring it. When they hear formative, just because of the way that we stress one syllable over another, right? We're not hearing formative. See, this is the power of language to like confuse people, that they're not even hearing the word that they're saying. The formative years of a child's first 6.5 years is that hypnagogic state that is the entirety of the programmability of the being. Where if we really, really, truly gave children the information that they needed and gave them true education in those first 6.5 years, they would be 100% radically different as an adult. And this is what people don't understand. This is what builds the character of an adult. It is not innate. It is not innate. Again, people who think quote, human nature is either innately good or innately bad, you're both wrong, and you don't understand what human nature is. Human nature, in and of itself, is programmability. We are a programmable species. We are programmable beings. And we're not computers, but our consciousness works sort of like a computer in the flesh suit. It has a format. Then we load programs into it through software, and then we could do data transformations using the programs that are inside our consciousness to come to either correct conclusions and create good things on the screen that we call life, or we're running malware and viruses that create total chaos and total destruction in the computer system that we inhabit. It's not that hard to figure out, folks, that everything almost works similar to a huge program, because ultimately it is a huge, complex spiritual program. We are in a spiritual holodeck sort of self-similar machine, if you will, but it's a conscious machine. It's a conscious spiritual holodeck. Essentially, and the programmability of the consciousness in that machine, that so-called quote-unquote machine, it's not actually a machine, of course, is the key to unlocking the ability to change the results in the holodeck to create whatever we want to experience. The problem is the average dolt in our community doesn't even understand that the nature of a being is that it is programmable with information. The nature of a human being is that it is programmable through information. If good information is programmed into it, good result will come out in the form of behavior. If bad information is programmed into it, bad results will come out in the form of behavior. This is why getting the answers right and being correct when it comes to the truth is so important. And it's why in the New Testament scriptures, the Jesus allegorical figure told people that there was one way to freedom. He didn't give people 12,000 different methods, and none of them were to create or believe in him as a religious figure. He gave people one answer, and that is to know the truth, to be right, to study and to be right and get the answers about how the nature of this entire universal holodeck actually functions. And then align yourself with the truth of that matter and live your life accordingly. And the average idiot can't recognize that's the solution, because you want to hear something simple and one-dimensional like, we need a new money system. Oh, we just got to get out there and grow our own food. Oh, we take down the bankers and the Federal Reserve and everything will be great. You guys don't know what the F you're talking about. You're simple-minded fools. Almost all of humanity are just simple-minded, unidimensional thinkers that don't understand thinking is what must change to change the result of reality. Not the money system, not the political system, not growing your own food, not living out in the middle of nowhere. Everybody who thinks these are the solutions are complete mental midget morons. The solution is to change human thought, because that precedes all manifestation. All manifestation is preceded by thought. If you get the thought incorrect, the manifestation is effed up. If you get the thoughts correct, the manifestation is harmonious. It's not that difficult to figure out, fools. You got to pull your head out from up your real end and realize what the real solution is. And I'm tired of saying it over and over again for 15 damn years, going on 16 years. And getting people telling me, you're not presenting any solutions. It's what you sound like. It's what you sound like. I presented nothing but the solution from day one. So go back and listen to it, morons. Like I said, I don't care. I'll burn my whole operation to the ground. I don't care. I'm going to say what I think and feel. And I'm going to be honest about my feelings, because I'm tired of this garbage of people not getting it, because they're stupid. They're stupid and they want to remain stupid and they want to play stupid so they don't have to take any of the responsibility on their shoulders. No, they want to throw all that work on other people's shoulders. Stop being a moron. Stop lying about your own responsibility and get to work. Jay, your mic is muted. There you go.
Well, I just want to say that we see eye to eye with this, you know. If you have to do the shadow work, and you have to understand that what you're here to do is to learn and grow in consciousness. And if you don't do that, you're going to fail. It's real simple.
And that's what most people have just accepted as somehow the default reality that they inhabit. Failure, weakness, failure, stagnation, you know? And they don't see that as a cosmic crime, Jay. They don't see that they're holding back our evolutionary progress in reality and in life and in consciousness. Imagine the nerve of losers like that. They don't see our connectedness to them, which is quite unfortunate, but happens to be true. And their low-life mentality and their low-life consciousness stagnating our progress. They believe they have that right. Now, you don't have that right. You don't have that right to play dumb like some childish ass that just doesn't want the responsibility that comes with knowing something more. That's where we're at. That's what's really holding us back. It's not really the dark occultists. It's other people who are stupid. Long term, that's what holds us back. That's why you don't hear me coming on and spouting hatred for the dark occultists. I don't. They're just predatory animals that do what they do. It would be like going out to the edge of a village in Africa or Asia and like saying, I hate all these lions because they're just predatory animals that could wander into a village any day and eat a child. You wouldn't hate the lion. They're just an animal. It's just what they do. You know what you would hate? You would hate people that would refuse to defend the village against a predatory animal, who would practically take their babies to the edge of the village and leave them there for the lion to eat so it doesn't wander into the village and eat them. That's what kind of pieces of trash we have in our society. Listen to that analogy. Listen to that allegory and really deeply understand what I just said, folks. This is who my enemy is. My enemy is the coward that doesn't want to do any work, that would rather take their own child out to the edge of the village and have a lion eat it instead of actually picking up a weapon and defending the village against a predatory animal. Now, we don't want that. You know, we want to be the last one eaten by the great beast. It's called, cowardice.
Being a winner.
That's
Isn't
right.
It?
It's called being the lowest life form of junk coward that could ever exist in reality. And they deserve the hell of hells that they should experience. They deserve all the suffering that's coming for them.
Oh, it's coming. You know, I just look at how blessed we are. We have tap water, we have showers, we have heat, electric, gas ranges, we can turn a switch and get a fire. I mean, we you know, Louis the 14th, the Sun King, his wine froze on the table at Versailles. Okay? We have it so easy, Mark. It's unbelievable. And people are miserable sacks. I don't know why they're so unhappy. I look at, you know, what I have in my life, and I'm just, like, very thankful. I mean, sure, I've got physical problems, but I have to say I'm really blessed to be here and to know what I know. I have to say that, even though I lost my life, I regained it because I followed the truth.
It's one of the only reasons that I feel a complete mentality of gratitude every day, is that I'm not one of these stupid morons out there that doesn't understand the truth, doesn't understand how reality works, doesn't understand their own spirituality, doesn't care about anything beyond their own selfish BS, you know, creature comforts. I'm very thankful that I'm not one of those lost souls. I'm very thankful that I learned through hard effort the knowledge that I learned. I'm very thankful and in a state of gratitude that my life path took the direction that it did to learn, grow, and teach others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not much else, not much about the actual manifestation of what has taken place in this world due to other stupid idiots' refusal to learn and grow. I don't have much gratitude about that, and that's the majority of human beings. But regarding my own life path, I couldn't be more grateful. I thank the universe, I thank the creator every single day that I have built my spirit and soul to the level that I have, and that I have been able to do the things that I have done with the time that I've been given here on Earth. Absolutely, I'm grateful for those things.
One of the stories from the American Revolution that really will blow your mind is the Virginia riflemen at the Battle of Brooklyn. And the 800 riflemen from Virginia told General Washington, when they saw the Hessian army unloading from the ships below the heights of Brooklyn, go escape with your army. We will stay here and die.
Yep.
And protect your army. And these men were looking at being bayoneted to death and yep. having their corpses mutilated horribly. And they said, not a problem. I'll do it.
Imagine that. Imagine that level of courage.
And when
and commitment.
God takes you to a level of knowledge and understanding about what's really going on in this world and what's really important, and you become a Virginia rifleman,
yep.
you do not ever allow evil into your being, into your life. You stand with Christ and say no.
No tolerance for evil. Absolutely. And that happened more than once in the American Revolutionary War. It mm-hmm. happened very close to our location here in Philadelphia. I tell people about, you know, the Battle of Fort Mifflin, you know, which was a retreat by Washington's, you know, Continental Army to leave the Philadelphia region. And they retreated west. And if the contingency of revolutionaries did not stay at Fort Mifflin, they could have been, the army could have been decimated right here in Philadelphia. So just to the south of Philadelphia is Fort Mifflin. And all of the men stationed there during the Revolutionary War allowed a strategic retreat of the Continental Army and were killed to the last man.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were decimated by cannon fire from British naval warships. I mean, imagine dying that way. Then shot or bayoneted when the British, you know, made landfall.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Pretty horrible.
Knowing that they were going to die to the last man before ever fighting the battle, and stayed there and did that. We don't know the level of sacrifice required for something like that in the modern day. Hardly anyone understands that, sadly.
From our mind and from our total consciousness into the field, we are the greatest transmitter and receiver of frequency and information. It's 40 million bits of information from the subconscious mind and 4 million from the conscious mind every second. If you don't clean up your consciousness, and make that a broadcast into the morphogenic field of commitment to freedom. What are you doing here?
They're taking up space, they're taking up air, taking up resources, and this is largely how the dark occultists even view these people, except they don't want the responsibility of educating them, which makes them just as bad. You know, that's the problem. I don't disagree in the dark occult's assessment of the average human being. We agree that they're a problem. They're the problem with this planet. What we disagree on is how to handle that problem. They want culling and eugenics, which is just an easy way out. And it takes out other people who are actually good and driven with them. They're swept up in the net, which is a cosmic crime.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do it the hard way and the right way, which is to morally edify people, morally educate people, express and espouse the understanding of objective morality and natural law and make that common sense knowledge. No, in all their rhetoric and in all their plans and in all their agendas, of course they're not doing that because they're cowards themselves and they want to take the easy way out. They're lazy cowards. You know, they're very driven to institute their agenda, you know, but when it comes to actually implementing the true hard one great work, no, they're just as lazy and incompetent. And they just have chosen a way that they think, well, we'll escape this and we'll be insulated from this and we'll get everybody else. We'll get not, you know, 9 out of 10 human beings or more. Yeah. And then you'll have an absolute garden of crap to rule over, you know. You'll have a decimated planet, which is what you'll deserve to be the king of. The king of nothing.
The king of ashes.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I have to say, I still have some semblance of hope that when the pain comes, and it will, to America, that there is enough good people here to actually bring our society together in a renewal of morality. But if it doesn't happen, I really don't care. Who's that Australian? Max Egan.
Right.
I'm not losing sleep over this generation's, bottom line, where they go. I'm not losing sleep over how this plays out, because right. I know that it's an individual shadow work and an individual commitment to the divine spirit of life, and that's what's needed. An individual commitment to truth. If you don't have that, you miss the boat. You miss the whole reason that you came into the holodeck.
Right.
And you got to face the truth that it's better to die. And I'm serious about this. It's better to die standing up against evil than to go along with it, because you have to become a Virginia rifleman. You have to look at that army of devil worshipers, of mind-controlled zombies, and say, well, you get yourself over the Hudson River, I'll be here, and I'll face the enemy. And if you don't have that in your heart, You missed what Jesus tried to tell you.
And even if that means I leave this plane of existence today, I did my best to try to stop them to the extent that I could and slow their agenda down. That's all it is, you know? Mm-hmm.
And
people are afraid of that level of sacrifice in the name of true good. They fear it intensely because they're so attached to this plane of existence. They're going to be very shocked when they move on to another plane of existence and it is revealed under them that they did all the wrong things, they got all the wrong answers, they lived all the wrong ways, and they're going to be held to account for those things. They don't believe now that they are going to be held to account, but it is an absolute fact they will be held to account. One thing this whole place is all about is balance. Balance is a financial term, you know? This is all about paying what you are going to be, what is going to be due for you to be paid. You know, that's paying the balance. And that's what is coming for each and every one of us. You know, there's mini judgment for each individual, and then there's cosmic judgment for an entire planetary society. And what we're in right now is a form of cosmic judgment that we are facing. And it's about each individual making a free will decision. How are you going to pick up your role and play your true purpose in this cosmic, these series of cosmic events that are unfolding? In the beginning of my podcast series, it says, humanity is about to face its critical moment of choice, words to that effect. Well, we're in it right now. This is it. This is what is being referred to in that podcast introduction that I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we are in it now, and people have to make the decision, what is your purpose and role going to be that you are going to take up in this cosmic event called the cosmic judgment that we are all actually in right now? You know, that's what each individual has to look into the mirror and say. They got to look into their own mind and their own heart, and they got to make a commitment to that purpose.
Amen and amen, Ra. And all I have to say is, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a Virginia rifleman or am I something else? And if the answer is I'm a Virginia rifleman, then you've won your soul. And all I have to say is, it's a great honor and privilege to come into this hell. And it literally is a living hell for the vast majority of human beings. And to stand up and declare the truth, it's an honor that, you know, what are you doing? Why are you making your temporary life more important than your eternal soul? What is the mind control you're under?
Jay, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Well, thanks again, Mark. It's good to hear you, and see you around.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what...